Amid yesterday's stock market slide, one Boston firm went public. Carbonite begins trading on the NASDAQ exchange this morning under the ticker symbol CARB. But the turmoil on Wall Street cost the cloud data storage company. Carbonite wanted to raise more than $100 million, but brought in only $62 million in its initial stock offering. That may make it the last Massachusetts company to do an IPO for a while. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch reports.
Timing has a lot to do with it. Dunkin' Donuts had a great IPO a few weeks ago, raising more money than it was asking for. And then there's Carbonite. The cloud storage company begins trading today.
After this debacle that has taken place in the market.
That's David Menlo of IPOfinancial.com. The debacle he's talking about is the U.S. almost defaulting on its debt, losing one of its AAA ratings. Menlo says that soured investors on risky stocks.
Now, after the sell-off that we've had, investors are not interested in pie-in-the-sky ideas, no pun intended with the cloud, but they're looking for companies that have a proven track record and their ability to make money.
Carbonite isn't exactly the poster child of what investors are looking for. It's growing, its revenues are up, but it still hasn't made a profit. Menlo says the cruel truth is that Carbonite would have raised more had it gone public just a few weeks ago. And the new market reality won't be lost on other local companies hoping to go public, says Zvi Bodhi, who teaches corporate finance at Boston University.
Companies that are issuing securities in the stock market to raise capital are now going to find it less attractive to do so.
Carbonite went ahead anyway. Like many tech companies scrambling for market share, it wants to grow fast and needs money to do that. The Boston online storage firm braved a volatile week on Wall Street to go public. Others may not be feeling so brave. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.